Hello and welcome back to the Keep Her Lit podcast with me, your host, Tara Gallagher. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today it's gonna be about me. It's all about me today, babes. So today I'm going on a fat loss phase and I thought, you know what, lads, why do I not like tell you what I'm doing? I'm gonna share it as much as I can on social media and then also give a little bit of context as well. So it's actually the first day of the Thrive Challenge today as well, the last one before Christmas, which is very exciting. I'm so excited about it because I'm also gonna be doing it with those gals who are on Thriving, so we're kind of like doing it together, and I thought that was a perfect time for me. I also did my half marathon there at the weekend. That's a whole other podcast if you want me to talk about that. But I went from running like 5k. To be fair, I want to preface, like, people were messaging me and like, how did you go from 5k to like that? I also, like, I used to play football. I'm very fit in general. It wasn't like I went from, like, not in a bad way, but like couch potato to half marathon. From 0 to 100, like, I couldn't really run more than 10k, but like I was able to run 10k if I wanted to, if that makes sense. But yeah, I had a strict training program. I trained 3 times a week and then did my half marathon. I was buzzing there at the weekend, and now I'm starting a fat loss phase. To be honest, mainly because A, I was traveling for months. Second of all, I was getting settled in Sydney. Third of all, I've just been living my life and enjoying my life. And I've also been training for the half. So like, I've not been looking at my calories. I haven't tracked in ages. Haven't really looked at like my body. I'm not unhappy, but I've definitely gained body fat, and I like kind of fell out of love with the gym, which I've talked about before, and working out that kind of way before I even left to go traveling. So it's been like a long time. I've been in the gym, but not like strict bodybuilding style or even calisthenics. I haven't been doing that. I've been focusing on the running side of things, and it was really good for my mental clarity as well. So I'm not regretting that at all. I'm very excited now that I'm back, and I'm very excited to get stuck into it. And I'm very excited about this fat loss phase actually, because I feel like I'm the kind of person who, like, for context, if you don't know, I obviously I'm an online coach, that's probably why you're here listening to this, but I used to be the gal who was like on the diets, like dieted too hard, lost her period. Like, I'm very much a lifestyle coach now, in the sense of like, I know that you want to live your life and still feel your best self, get the gains, but also like, we're not standing on a bikini stage to like, you know, compete, but I want to be comfortable in my skin when I'm on the beach. And that's not a specific size or a specific look, it's just a feeling for me. And yeah, that does mean I'm going to drop a few pounds of body fat, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I help people do the same now as well, from all the stuff that I've learned, and basically get to where they want to be, because I know that it's a feeling. And also, a lot of the people who I coach are not really willing to give up their social lives to an extent, you know, like they still want to be able to go for friends with coffee, and they might want to go on the odd night out, and Christmas is coming up. So that's exactly what I'm teaching people in this Thrive intake specifically, because Christmas is coming up. And then also, like, reminders for myself, like, you can do both. Like, even today is a Monday morning, and I'm not gonna lie, this podcast is kind of lately recorded because it's okay, because it's not gonna be out late because it's like the time difference. But I had the half this weekend, so didn't have time to pre-record the content. Was very busy setting up Thrive intakes because I programmed for them individually, and I was just like, listen, it is what it is, we can't do everything. But it just meant that then this morning, it was one of my friend's birthdays, right? And whoever starts a diet on Facebook going out for breakfast, probably nobody, but I am, because you can do both. And like today, I wanted to show that, and that's things I want to show on Instagram. So definitely tune in for the next few weeks. I'll be posting videos about it, I'll post all my stories. I won't specifically be doing like anything related to like what calories and stuff I'm on. People have already been messaging me that, and I hope by now you realize that like my calories, even if you might see them, or I do share them at some point, like they're not yours. So always remember that these are not your calories, these are specific to me and my conditions. You also don't know why, like there might be weeks where I might be on lower calories because I've got like more events coming up and I'm banking and stuff. So remember, like, you are not me. Even if you've seen my weight on the scales, for context, I weighed in this morning at 67 kg. Now that is a good bit higher than my average that I have been. I've been like 65 recently. I think it's gone up a lot because obviously I had the half marathon at the weekend, and I weighed in this morning. I haven't slept properly in like 3 days. I'm on my period, and also like I was eating, you know, like the food out at the weekend, and I was eating jellies and loads of carbs lately for the run. Like, I was carb loading essentially. So I do suspect that it will probably drop kind of quickly initially, because I don't think my natural point at the minute is 67. I think it's just like 2 kg up from all of that, and I think my natural kind of rough starting point is 65, only because I know that I've been weighing myself before that a few times since I got here, and it's more 65 vibes. I just think that because of the conditions that I was in, could be 67, doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is, I do think there will be a big enough jump for the first 2 kg, and then it'll probably come down like nice and easy. It's going to be like, I suppose, a succinct fat loss phase because it's going to be like 7 weeks up to Christmas. I am going to be taking like Christmas essentially off or whatever. And then I'll see how I feel after. I just want to trim down a wee bit, and that's also Gucci. But yeah, I will be sharing a lot there on my story, so follow me. But if you see it on there, remember my calories are not your calories. And I don't want anyone like comparing themselves to me, or even like, I initially was like, oh my god, I'm 67 kg, like that's higher than what I normally think I am, like maybe I shouldn't post it. And I was like, Tara, shut the fuck up, I literally don't care about scales, so why are you getting in your own head? Like, it does not matter. And even like sharing myself on Instagram, like my body and stuff, I don't care. Like, anyone who wants to come for me, be and call me xyz, like I'm a human being. We all sometimes feel like, not, I'm not saying I let myself go, but like I wasn't focusing on my physique, and that's also okay. And I think people don't hold up a flag for personal trainers or online coaches to be like, you nearly buy their bodies. But like, for me, my health and fitness is so much more important to that than the other side of it, because also I had hormonal issues, and my period goes away when I get stressed and stuff like that. So I was like, absolutely not, I'm not going into a fat loss phase until I know that my period is regular again and I'm feeling healthy and I'm feeling good and I'm in a good headspace. And that's exactly where I am now. Like, I just ran a half marathon on my period, and for me, I was like, absolutely freaking slay. So that's what we're going into now. And I thought, you know what, I'll share what I'm gonna do and how I'm gonna like do it over the next few weeks and share as much as I can. And then also you guys can see like an insight into my coaching, an insight into like what it looks like to be in a fat loss phase, and like all that jazz. And then any questions you guys have, I will also be able to help you as well. Because I was saying that to Karen today, I was like, it's so interesting, like now that I'm in the shoes of the fat loss person, I'm like, oh, these things like come up, and like I know the answer to that, but maybe other people won't, so then I can share that as well. So the point is like sharing it, but also not using my body as an experiment, but just as something that you can look at and be like, okay, actually she can do it, I can do it too. So that's what we're doing. So first of all, I have goals set, right? I shared it on my Instagram story today, but I made myself a little tracker because, for context, I am coaching myself. And obviously, if you are coached by me or you're coached by somebody else, you might be following a plan or whatever. I always recommend having a plan. And if you're not on a plan or have invested in the plan, then get a plan or get a coach or write one up for yourselves. So I would get a coach, right? I would get a coach myself right now. The only thing is that A, I want to do this by myself, and B, I want to do calisthenics, which is what my workouts are going to be. So I personally don't have any coaches at the minute where I'm like, I really want you. So I had a trainer in London and I loved him, but at the minute I'm just focused on myself and do this myself. But I would, and I will at some point, reinvest in a coach again. So it's never to say that I wouldn't do that again. I always recommend doing that. But I'm holding myself accountable, and I'm also holding myself accountable to 67,000 people online. So that also makes it a little bit easier for me to be like, okay, well, you said you're going to do it, Tara, so you're going to do it. But yeah, I made myself a little calendar. You'll see it on my Instagram stories, and I'll save it on highlight as well so that you can go back and look at it. But I made myself a little calendar, and it says, it just has like circles where I can tick it off. It says, we're training, my nutrition, did I hit it, did I hit my protein, did I hit my steps. So I have set myself, given my current statistics, a calorie target. I will be tracking for the challenge, and I will be tracking when I go out as well for like food and like how I can fit that in. My birthday is during this challenge, by the way, so my birthday is on Friday. So I will have my birthday, I'll likely have some celebrations around my birthday. Christmas is coming up, I'll be going around those things. I am not going to be tracking on like my birthday party or my birthday or whatever. I'm not sure what I'm doing yet because it's a surprise, but like I'll be taking some time off. I'll show you that like nothing bad is going to happen, etc. But I have set myself these targets and these goals. So I sat down and I set the targets for my calorie deficit. I set the targets for my step count. So my steps are going to be between 10 to 12,000 steps a day. People might be like, oh yeah, you've got all the time of the day. I sit at a desk, lads, literally 12 hours a day, like literally on my computer. So that is why I am also sedentary as fuck. I have a standing desk, so I try and stand as much as I can, but I will be getting out for at least 10 to 12,000 steps a day. Minimum is 10,000, but I give myself a range so I can, like, you know, on days that want to go a little bit higher, I can go a little bit higher. So that will be my step count. I've also set myself to work out 4 to 5 times a week. One of those will definitely be a run, and if I want to do another run I will, but it will definitely be 2 full rest days, and then one run, the CrossFit Run Club will be included in that, and then my workouts as well. So that's all very exciting. I will be eating CrossFit during the challenge. I'll show you all that. I'm not cutting out any food groups in the challenge at all. I'll be keeping my protein nice and high, minimum 120 grams. I'll be taking that off every day. So those are my 4 things that I'm really like, you have to stick to, is my steps, my nutrition, my training plan or rest days, and my protein target, or what I have to take off every single day up now until pretty much the week before Christmas, 6 to 7 weeks. I'll go as close to Christmas as I possibly can. So I sat down, I made that out so I can tick it off every single day. I'll also be able to see when I don't do that, so I know that like there's a red box there or whatever, because we want to make sure that we're actually doing it. Obviously, I am very aware of other factors that impact this. So for example, like I'll be keeping my protein nice and high, but I'll be eating a lot more fruit and vegetables. Like I will be, for me, I know what works is like making sure I have a good breakfast and lunch, so I don't like calorie bank really for the evening times. Otherwise, I will overeat at night time. So I know that I like front load my meals essentially. So I'll have a good nice breakfast, I'll have a good portion of lunch, like evenly spread, and then a snack or two if I want them. As I said, I'm not cutting out any food groups in this, and I will share that all on Instagram. I can't really say that like here or show it here because like here it's on a podcast, but that is what I will essentially be doing, and I'll be hitting it off as my non-negotiables to be like, that's what you have to do. I'll be looking after my sleep as well, because that is so important, getting to bed on time as much as I can, reducing my stress as much as I can. And also what I wanted to say about this is like coming at this with a really fucking good attitude, like coming at this as like, I get to go on a fat loss phase. Like I fully get to, like there's no victim here, there's no dread in this. Like I'm like, I'm gonna make this exciting, I'm gonna make it a challenge, I'm gonna make it fun, I'm also gonna make it realistic and sustainable, so I'm not cutting my calories stupidly low. I'm gonna try, I'm gonna stick to what I have now, I'm gonna assess the situation. If I'm really hungry and these are too low, I will increase it, etc. If I feel like my strength is shit, I will increase it. I like, there's so many factors that I will change if I need to. But to be honest, I don't think I'll need to, and it will probably stay the same throughout the entire 7 weeks. And I will show as I progress. What I got up and did this morning was I got up out of bed, I went and showered, I went to the loo, and then I took my initial statistics. So I weighed myself. I weighed myself, and I'm going to weigh myself every single morning after I went to the loo and before I've eaten or drank anything. So it's the most accurate. I'm going to write down my weight every day, and I'm going to take the average of it for the week, and I'm going to see it fall down essentially. The other things I'm going to do... excuse me, was take my before and after photos. So I took my before photos today. I took like ones from my front, side, back, relaxed, and then also tensed. And then I also took a video of myself as well, so I can see the progress there, because I think that's really important to have other progress markers. Other things that you can do, which I was too lazy to do, is measurements. I know specifically I have weight, like physical weight to lose. If you're somebody who's in a very lean physique and they want to drop body fat and build muscle, like measurements are really important, and they're really important for anybody. But I do think right now I know that the scales are going to come down, and if the scales aren't coming down, it's not that I have like I'm building muscle, because I wasn't, you know, building muscle in the gym, which I will start to, but I know that my scale weight does need to come down, and I'll be wanting it to come down over this challenge, so I'll be watching that come down. And I'm not sure exactly how much I'm going to lose over this period, but it will be hopefully a few kg. So I'm in the right space, but we'll see how it goes. As long as it's sustainable, as long as it's maintainable, and as long as I can get it done, I know that I'm going to drop at least hopefully within three to five kg. And I think that's because the initial 2 kg at the top of my weight, like from 65 to 67, is a lot of carbs, the post-marathon training, the not sleeping at the weekend, etc. And I think that will come off very easily. So that is essentially what I'm going to be doing. And as I said, I will be sharing it all over my Instagram, so come and watch it over there. And if anyone has any questions throughout it, please come and let me know. I will happily answer anything, and I'm going to be brutally honest and raw about it. Like if there's a day where I'm like, I did not stick to it today, I don't expect to be 1,000,000,000% perfect. I'm just setting myself up for the best situation that I can, so that it can be easier for me. So for example, even I had a talk with my boyfriend, was like, look, I'm going into this phase, like you're gonna have to help me out here, like if we're buying snacks and stuff, like don't be shoving them down my throat and stuff. Not that they do, but you know, like sometimes he'd buy like a share bag of crisps and I just like munch away at them. Like help me out and don't like do those things around me, or tell me and I'll be like, okay, I'll have something else. And like things like when we have date nights and stuff, that is obviously going to be like not impacted, but like I have to count those in. So let me know if there's something coming up that, you know, I also read out all of the plans that I have from now until Christmas that I know of, so I can count them in. So for example, today I was like, right, you know, you're going out for breakfast, and you know that on Friday it's your birthday, and you know that on Sunday that you're doing something for your birthday that Niall's told you, so like you have to factor those things in. So I'll make sure like this week that my calories are maybe a little bit lower during the week, so I have more room at the weekend, or on the day, like I'm not gonna panic on my birthday if I've gone over in calories, like I'm gonna be eating cake and stuff like that, that's fine. But overall on average I'll still be in a deficit. So I've written out all those things. So I've foreseen what's coming up so I can take accountability for it. I'm not going to lie. I'm definitely going to be, if not drinking, like barely drinking, only because it doesn't agree with me and I don't love it anymore. And that's just a personal choice that I was doing even before this. So it's not that I'm like, you can't go out and drink. Like, I'm not saying that I won't drink. Probably will drink on the come up to Christmas and stuff, but it's not going to be loads. And that's just my personal preference. Like, it might be one night or every so often, random throughout this entire thing. I'm just not a huge drinker anymore, so that's just why. And it doesn't help either when you're drinking a lot and you're in a fat loss phase. So you can do both, it's just harder, and I want to make this as easy as I possibly can. And also, I prefer to just meet up for coffee with people, and that's something that I can easily do during this as well. So those are little things that I'll also be doing and taking account for, because then I'm putting myself in the best situation possible. And as I said at the start there, or in the middle of this, like, mindset is a huge thing. Like, I am not coming at this from like, I've gained so much body fat, I'm raging at myself. Like, yeah, I've gained a little bit of body fat, but also I just ran a half marathon, and also I'm a human being who just moved across the world, is making friends and going out for delicious food, you know? Like, I get to do this. And even like with my friends and stuff, like, if there's things coming up that I want to go to, I'll just be like, I'll happily be like, I'm in a fat loss phase, so that's why we're going, when we go for brunch, I'm having eggs on toast, and like, that's boring as fuck. But like, I don't have to explain myself to anybody, and I think that, you know, when you know that, it's so much easier. And also, I'll be inviting people out to do things that are more like in alignment with my goals, like, hey, do you want to go for a walk, or hey, do you want to go to like this gym, or hey, do you want to do this or whatever, so that it also makes it easier for me to be in environments like that. Like, I even said to Niall, and this wasn't for fat loss, but in general, like, for my birthday, he's like, oh, what do you want to do? And I was like, oh, can you, like, if you're planning something, like, can it be something that's like not just related to drink? Like, I don't want to go to a bar, and I don't want to go to like a restaurant that people feel like they have to go out after. Like, you know, if there's people there who don't want to drink as well, like, they can drink but they don't have to. Like, if there's something like that, that would be perfect. So like, I'm setting myself up in environments that I'm like, that's actually how I want to live my life, and that's what I want to do. And I think that when you take the control back, it's a lot easier. Because I know a lot of people as well will be like, you know, saying things like, I want, or like, my friends only do this, and I'm like, yeah, but do you give your friends other options? Like, you know, have you invited them to do something different, or have you got them to try this with you or whatever? So like, doing it together and in a community or with other people makes it a lot easier. And that's why I'm also doing it with the Thrive Girls, because it makes it so much easier when I see what they're doing. I can share like things that I'm doing as well, and they can help me and I can help them, and we can share as we go along. So I'm very excited about that. And as I said, like, people will be like, why are you doing this when they come up to Christmas? But at the end of the day, like, I'm not putting my goals on hold just because of 2 days of the year. I can take those 2 days off, and I won't have to feel like I'm starting again in January. And also, it's my body and it's my mind, and it's whatever I want to do with it. So I know I'm in such a healthy place now that I can see where things look like disordered. I can see when things look healthy, and like the intention of where things come from. Because I do think, like, online there's just so much chaoticness, and like, I know people are going to want to see what I eat in the days and stuff, but my reasoning behind more not sharing specifics of that is because I know that there's girls and guys out there who watch that and be like, well, I have to eat that to look like that, and they get fixated on it. And that might not be 80%, but it'll be 20%, and I just don't think it's actually helpful for anybody. So while she can share inspiration, I think you can do every so often, like, I guess, or what I eat in a day or whatever, it'll not be just compounding that, because I don't really think that that has anyone. And also, I'm not gonna lie, you'll all save it into your folders and never use it anyway, you know. I think it's about the practicality of things that you can understand, like, how do I go out and have brunch and be able to do this and stuff like that. So while I'm teaching all of my clients that, I'll share a little bit of that online so you can get a little insight to that as well. And that's essentially what I'm doing now over the next few weeks, and I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to feel a little bit more comfortable in my clothes. Like, things are just feeling like they're a bit cozier now, and I'm like, okay, I can't wait to just feel a bit more, you know, pep in my step, like, be happy to buy a new bikini and stuff, and not just pick up the swimsuit and stuff like that. Just because, like, we're all human, like, we all have insecurities, we all have little things. And it's not me saying that everyone has to do this, but it's just my own personal opinion of myself at the minute and just how I feel. And I think that that's okay, and I think that that is empowering, because I also know that, like, if I want to change something, I have to change. So I'm very, very excited about this, and I'm coming at this from such a good point of view, and I'm really happy that I'm in this position that I'm able to share these things online from a view of being like, I know I'm not going to trigger anyone, or I'm going to give as much as I can without feeling like I'm hurting somebody's view of something. And that's just me being the conscious coach that I am. I'm just like worried about other people. But yeah, I hope that that's helpful. I hope that you have a little insight into what I'm doing. Obviously, there's more factors, as I said, that will be included, like increasing your veg, increasing all this here. But like, the four main things that I will be looking at to get myself into a deficit is A, creating a caloric deficit through my nutrition, having my protein nice and high so I can build the muscle whilst I'm training and preserve the muscle that I already have, and then also getting my steps in, so increasing my overall daily movement through walking, through getting up and moving every so often, through standing at my desk, etc. And then also the last one was why have I forgotten it? Steps, nutrition, protein. Oh my god, steps, nutrition, protein. Training. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Training. My training. Yeah, so getting my training in and make sure I have enough rest as well so that I am feeling my absolute best self. So I will update you as we go. Any questions that you might have, please DM me on Instagram. I've already been talking to loads of people about it on Instagram as well, so we'll share it as much as possible. Please make sure to follow over there. It's at TowerGFit. And any questions, as I said, you have, let me know. And also, today is the final day of Thrive. I've had a few last minute sign-ups, so I'll just stick this in at the end. If you've made it this far, you deserve it. If you do want to sign up and you do feel like you want a little bit of help and you want to join me and you want to get a little bit of assistance and accountability, because that's what essentially it is, just message me and say, hey, listen to the podcast, any chance I can sign up, and I will give you the link so you can get in. So we start today, because the call is tonight UK 8 p.m. time to start, and I am so excited. Okay, have a great day, keep her lit, and any questions, you know where to find me.